Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo. Breaking
up. Sharing care with love all through the land. Educate, communicate, and collaborate.
That's right. Wake up out there. It is Find It Out Friday. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon to all our listeners, wherever you're listening in from. This is Find It Out Friday, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through workshops, education, training, where we focus on our young minds out there, on our youth. We empower, we strengthen, we give them the basics out there, so we're just like all-around collective-type things. Today, hopefully Miss Tiffany with an I can join us. You know it is project season, and everybody's getting busy out there. So hopefully she can come on for a moment and give us some caring and sharing. Today we're going to be about health and community and a little bit of music. But before we get going, I'd like to say, you know, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future. Telling yourself, I'll start from today, I'll start fresh from now, from this moment on. And this moment on, if you're considered and concerned about your health, on September 26th, there will be a virtual event happening, Dr. Glenda Davis, and it will be the Super Bowl of Diabetes, okay? That workshop, website number is www.diabetesgoldenticket.com/Linda. I'm going to repeat it again, www.diabetesgoldenticket.com/Linda. September 26th, a virtual event. You want to find out how to wipe out the common mistakes and discover the secret ways to beat diabetes. You want to think about this. You have to get educated out there. It's about resolve, resilience, and revival. Register. Do not miss out on this great information. And on that note, we're going to get you going here. And we're going to talk about our community. You know, everybody's ribbing it up out here. The primaries will be March 5th, but they're starting early. They're starting early. And I just want to play this for you because this is the way we're feeling. And we want you to pay attention, start researching now, listening, going to those fundraisers, you don't want to wait until February to decide who you want to put there, okay? Get it going. Right, I played that because if you're tired of singing that song, you need to start early. You need to pay attention. Pay attention to who's running out there. Get place persons out there. Start your research. I know it's a bit early. We're starting before the holidays, but this is nothing to play around with. Two persons I want you to pay attention to, and that is John Yee. That's Y-I. John Yee is out there taking care of State First Streets of the city of Los Angeles, transportation. And my friend, Grace Yu. You know, Grace is the person that's going for city council. It's about time for her to take that big seat out there. And joining us briefly, we have Miss Tiffany with an eye on with us. We know she's busy. I see it. I change it. I strategize it. And I complete it. It is promotion and project time. Tiffany with an eye, thank you for taking our time to come on and hear and share with us this Find It Out Friday. We know it's riven up out there. We're all riven up over here. So much appreciation to you for coming on and sharing with us. How are you doing today, Tiffany?
Thank you so much for having me. Today has been a very interesting day. I think this whole 3 weeks have been very interesting. I know you and I talked about Mercury retrograde ending today. But it seems
yes.
like it's affected a lot more people.
Okay.
And so people are having to deal with a lot of things, and, you know, coupled with the new moon in Virgo and really having to rethink, redo, getting, you know, your grounding, if you will, as we talked about. So all these energies are really, really helping us to release old patterns, old beliefs. And anytime you come into a retrograde, it's all about releasing. So I guess some people are still releasing and still purging. And
releasing.
It's all good. Yes,
releasing and purging. So I like that word, purging, you know, because sometimes, you know, we talk about, I'm not skilled in the astrological facts out there, not as skilled as you are, but when it sits in the shadow and it sort of like just sits there, and then all of a sudden when it takes off direct, that's when you get those phone calls coming in and those things that you've been thinking about and plotting and planning on and everything, the doors are opening. Is that what happens when it starts moving direct, when it hits that direct sphere?
Right. So we'll have a couple more days where it's like gearing up. It's like, the starting of a plane. You know how a plane, before it starts to ascend, it picks up speed until it reaches its, you know, pinnacle point where it can take off. Well, that's the same thing with the planet. So it's now just catching up to speed, and once it's there, we're all direct. But some people are feeling the effects of releasing and, like, going, while others are, like, moving into a more action-oriented space, you know, and moving forward. But, you know, in a couple of days, everybody will be moving forward, and we'll still have some of the lingering, probably, of the new moon energies, and we have a lot that's coming up. You know, we've got eclipses and the winter solstice is coming up, so we have some other energies in the, you know, 12 portal and 11-11. I mean, we have so many things to think about and to really consider. But these are energies that really help us to move forward. And in everything, there's an ebb and flow in life. You have to release to open, you know, to clear for the new beginnings and the new opportunities and blessings and benefits that are coming your way. You know, without that, you wouldn't be able to receive anything, because it's just like, you know, you have a closet full of clothes, and if you don't clear out your closet with the old clothes, how are you going to fit any new clothes in there? You can't go shopping, right, yet until the new, for the new clothes, until the old clothes are taken away and given away or whatever. So we really, you know, really, it's wonderful how we're all connected. And you and I always talk about how we're always connected. You know, we're connected. The universe is connected to us. We're connected to nature. We're connected. Everyone's connected. And I think it's such a beautiful thing when you really understand the connectivity of it all and embrace it for what it is, and really move and navigate and flow through life. It is easier. It becomes easier once you start paying attention and you practice being in the moments or understanding what's going on. And, so it's Mercury retrograde. It's, you know, I have to have patience because things are going to be slower, or any retrograde for that matter. So I heard you talk about the new candidates that are coming in. I am so excited for that.
New fresh blood, John Yee, that's spelled Y-I, Google him, find out about him. You know, all the candidates out here, they're beginning to move early. They're moving out because, you know, you have a lot of grassroots organizations, and grassroots organizations move a little bit differently, but they're the ones that can get the job done because they're not dependent out there on PAC money or big money to come in. They get out there and they move, and the momentum that they move with is a different way. okay, because they're actually, you know, people say, well, so-and-so won't win because so-and-so has more money. This is the people's time, okay? And it's about time for that money to either go in a different way. We need someone out here that's going to get the job done. Some fresh blood, as I say, persons that are moving with their heart. So he's doing a state assembly. That's John Yee. And, of course, you know my friend Grace Yu. She's out there plugging. But it's so amazing to me how they're starting so early, you know, and getting the information out. You know, we don't want people to wait till January and then start following and researching. No, wherever you see this information happening, if there's a fundraiser or you have an opportunity to meet the candidates, you just want to be in their presence. You know, you need to do the research. I don't like to tell people what they need to do, but no, these are different times out here. Everything is changing. Nothing is being done the way it was, the way that it was being done. You know, if it wasn't done right, you can see what happens behind that, okay? So we don't want to deal with that anymore. This is the people's world. It is the people's world, not the politicians. The politicians are there to work for the people. And you and I both know, being in the arena, we kind of like pull back and be on the support back inside. I like to do the back door stuff since we know what happens out there in that front door stuff. But just to get going, anytime you see an advertisement, a promotion of a candidate that's having a candidate or having a fundraiser, you might not have used. Take a quarter. Take whatever you have. You want to listen to what they're saying, okay? And listen very, very closely. It's a different type of energy out here. So with Mr. Yee, he's about safe streets, you know, things for our senior citizens. He's just a remarkable young man with a great, great, great spirit. See, it's about the spirit, where that comes from. So when you can really get in behind someone and you feel their spirit, that's the person you want to pay attention to, because that's really the person that's out there for the people. Okay, it's a lot of stuff out there, and I know people get turned off. We don't know what to believe, but you have to do your research, and everybody, register to vote. Your vote is very, very important. And we're starting this early, you know, where the holidays haven't even set in yet. But I'm going to be beating it out there.
And it's good that we're starting. I was saying, and it's good that we're starting now, because once the holidays come, the holiday season comes, you know, end of October, then, you know, everyone's attention is focused there.
Yes.
So really, you know, we have like, you know, what, 6 weeks to be thinking about this before the holiday season? Because you really do want to be prepared, like you said, and know who's out there so that when it comes time to vote, that you already have that decision made and you're not caught up in the holiday season, you know, with all the activities, and it takes your focus away. So be prepared, do your research, know who you're going to vote for so that you, the people, can get the person that you want to represent you. And I think that's a very good strategy, a great thing to do now is to do your homework.
Yeah, you have to do your homework and you have to start early. So basically that's what we're going to put out, and I'm a person of my word. I know you're working on many projects there. We appreciate you coming in. Don't know which way we're going to go for mine for Monday. If you can join, you're welcome, but I can understand it. We need you out here. We love hearing that planetary facts and your ways of speaking and your ways of being and the ways that you bring it to us. We're not going to be on here long, but before we go, I'm going to remind the listeners again, September 26th, Super Bowl of Diabetes. For those of you who have it, who don't have it, you have a family member, it is a dreadful disease, and it is a moneymaker. You want to get some information how to resolve, be resilient, and revive your life to live out there. Because if you have bad health, and you're trying to get the wealth, that won't work. And if you have wealth already and you got bad health, you're going to lose that wealth. So I'm going to give you this website again, www.diaditasgoldenticket.com /Linda. Again, www.diaditasgoldenticket.com /Linda. This is September 26th. It's virtual. Doesn't cost you a thing to get that education. Register. Get some education. Get some information. Find out what's happening out there. Find out what's happening with you. And especially find out what's happening to you for those who have that dreadful disease of diabetes. And they say that it cannot be cured. It's no such thing. You want to get this education from Dr. Glenda Davis. She's been doing it a long time. You want to help and keep your health up, get your updates, and if it's not for yourself, share it with a friend or a family member. When our children are being born with this disease, it takes the time to look at it, okay? It takes time to look at it. I'm not skilled enough. I'm not the master to give you that information, but you want to check out, again, www.diabetesgoldenticket.com /Linda, September 26th. Register. You will not be disappointed. You will get educated, and you're going to find out a whole lot of information that he didn't even know that existed out there. So, again, we have to research everything for our lives. We have to keep going. And once you get that information, you want to care and you want to share it with others. See, it takes a village to raise anything. And like I said, this is new beginnings. Nothing is being done the way that it was done before. Okay? Nothing at all. So on that note, Tiffany with the knife, we're going to check out of here. I'm going to give you our heartfelt appreciation again. We appreciate you. I know it's rib up time out here. And I like to keep my word. So this is Find It Out Friday. If you got one thing to tell us or two things, what can we close this out with, Tiffany, before you leave us?
You know, I can't express or just say how much it means to do what we're asking and requesting people to do. I was reading a book today that was referencing politics, and, you know, we need to be more for the people. It's the Constitution states we the people, by the people, for the
yes.
people, right? So
yes.
that's where we need to be, and I'm so grateful that there are people awakening in society and in humanity at large and understanding that they deserve the right to do, I mean, you know, to have what they want. You can get what you want if you elect the person who is for you. And
yes.
unfortunately, we've just been, you know, raised up in a society where politics has been, you know, based on money and favors and,
yes.
you know,
yes.
who's going to, you know, favoritism, like I said, and favors and basically not anything to do with the people's concerns. And we need to put
yes.
the people first.
Yes.
Because that's what—that's why you're governing. You're governing people. You're not governing the money. You're governing people, and you're supposed
yes.
to do what's best with people. So, I will leave you with this. If I haven't emphasized it much at all, and I know we always do, but it is time for you the people, to raise up because you can do it. We did it in 1807, 1830. What is it, 37, when we ended slavery, and there was the human rights movement out of Europe, and they said, no, slavery is not going to be here, not because of our own people, but for everybody. They just couldn't see having slavery be a part of their society. So if we could do it then, we can do things now for the people.
Definitely.
And the people stood up
yeah.
and said,
that's
this
right.
is a human rights issue. This is not just one culture, but for all of humanity. So humanity can change when you awaken and you know, like, again, do your research and your homework, and we can get what we want.
Yes, because it is. It is all about the people, but the people need to know that it's about them. And quit being followers. I think there's a lot of wake-up calls out there. We have everybody striking. We have the writers. We have the auto. You know, people are just sick and tired of everybody getting eating the cake. Everybody needs to eat the cake. Okay, we all need to eat the cake. If we can't eat the cake, then we just need to all sit down together and eat cookies, okay? It's all about the people. I don't want to get on my pulpit. And on that note, I'm just going to leave out with that, you know, and everybody, you want to take cake with the ice and everybody. Either serve it to everybody or everybody sit down and eat the cookies. And if this doesn't straighten out, that's exactly what is going to happen. And on that note, I'm just going to tell everybody to have a wonderful weekend. Be back from 9 to Monday. We'll have something for you to be mindful about. Be safe out there. You know these booster shots are coming out. That means that something is brewing in the kitchen. Okay, don't know what it is, what direction it's going through, but you want to stay aware, be observant, stay safe out there. Continue to do what you're doing. Don't relax, because when the seasons change, everything else changes too. So you don't know what's happening, mandatory this, the mask is that, the this, the that. People are not being honest. Do not relax out there. Pay attention, stay aware, stay safe, but more so, stay kind. Tiffany with an eye, we love you, and please have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, everybody. Be safe and be kind to yourself first. Love you.
You won't make it if you don't. Only you. Collaborate.
They want
to give, showing others how to live.